offensive tackle Darryl Simpson from Justin. Northwest High School in Texas joins us right now. He's 6'7", 330 pounds. We'll be visiting Arkansas on Saturday, and a lot of Arkansas fans pretty excited about that. What's up, Darryl?
What's up, Mr. Davenport?
Glad to have you on, man. Glad to have you on. Well, first of all, just talk about getting down to your eight schools. Not too long ago, you narrowed it down to Arkansas, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, TCU, and Texas A&M. You had a ton of offers. How difficult was that, getting down to those eight?
I don't think it was that difficult. It was just trying to know who had most interest and people that contacted more, and just saying, getting a good relationship with all the coaches.
So when you decided on Arkansas making the eight, what was it about the Razorbacks that got them on that list?
Just getting to talk with Coach Anderson and knowing the head coach used to be an O-lineman. He knows how it is to just grind and not worry about everybody else worrying about that position, just worrying about the skill players.
Okay, you're coming up to Fayetteville. What do you want to see to maybe convince you that Arkansas could be the place you spend your college career at?
Just getting to know know more about the coaches and just know about Arkansas more.
I'm sure you've done research on schools on the internet. When you're on the internet and you're looking at schools, what are some of the things that you really pay attention to the most?
Mostly like the education part, and then just the school atmosphere.
How many other schools on your top eight you haven't visited before? This will be your first visit to Arkansas. What other schools, if any schools, that are on your top list have you not visited?
Ole Miss will be the only one I haven't visited after this one.
When are you visiting the Rebels?
I think we'll probably visit them in the summer. We'll probably try to get to one of the games.
Gotcha. When you talk to Coach Kurt Anderson, the offensive line coach at Arkansas, what is the main thing that he emphasizes to you?
I feel like he wants you to be relaxed with him and just not uptight or anything. He wants you to just kind of build a good relationship with him.
What's he like on the phone? What's he like one-on-one just talking to him?
Oh, funny guy. He knows how to joke around, talk about other sports, but not just keeping it on football and other things.
He likes to joke around, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he giving you a nickname? I know he sometimes gives guys nicknames.
Not yet.
Okay, that'll probably happen on the visit, I'm sure. Imagine when you're 6'7", 330 pounds, you've had a few nicknames, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What do your friends call you?
The big man.
You know, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
When did you first start playing football, Darryl?
I started playing football in second grade.
Were you always bigger than everybody else, or was it a situation where later on, as you got older, you hit a growth spurt?
I was always bigger than people, and then over time, I mean, learning how to handle it.
Okay, and did you instantly fall in love with football when you first started playing, or did you like other sports?
I had football and basketball, so I was both.
So when did you figure that maybe football was your future?
I think, man, when I started getting into high school, I started noticing football more for it.
What is it like going to these schools and seeing some of these guys that you've seen on TV, some of these coaches?
It's just crazy just to get to see those coaches that you always see on TV, and sometimes other people can't see them in person like you do. It's just a blessing.
Who's coming up with you to your visit to Fayetteville?
My mom and my dad.
When do you guys do kind of a checklist before and after a visit, or how do you guys discuss visits, upcoming visits, and maybe after visits?
I think we just see how it goes before. I don't think we have a checklist before. we just see how the coaches respond to you coming up there, and how it feels and how you think it is through the day.
You have a sister that attends Arkansas State. Is she still at Jonesboro?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys going to make it kind of a family trip and head that way afterwards, after you visit Fayetteville, or is she going to come to Fayetteville and see you guys?
I'm not sure. She has to work that day, so I don't think she'll be coming to Fayetteville.
Gotcha. When do you want to ultimately make your decision, Daryl?
Probably at the end of the either signing day or probably at the end of my senior year. Somewhere through senior year.
Okay, the NFL draft is going on right now. I think we're on the third or fourth pick. I don't know. I don't really have a TV in front of me. When you think about beyond college and the possibility of being able to walk across that stage, does that kind of enter your mind a little bit and thinking that, you know, that could be me in a few years?
Well, that's just the thing you got to work for in college and just see if you can get there and put it on the coaches there to help you out and get you there.
What is the absolute favorite thing about the recruiting process that you really enjoy?
I think about the recruiting process just to getting to know other people and learning how to talk with other coaches and learning different styles.
I can imagine you've picked up a lot of good tips to help you not only this past season but obviously your senior season. What's some of the things that maybe you've picked up that you think is going to help you excel even more so next fall?
I feel like just more hand placements and stuff and blocking schemes.
What do you want to eventually – what do you want to study once you get to college, Daryl?
My majoring, what we're trying to do right now is sports management.
So after football and everything, you want to maybe be an agent or what?
Agent or just somebody that does with the business side.
There you go. Yeah. You already got it in mind. So 10, 15 years from now, and you're beyond football. You had your great NFL career. What would be the perfect job for you?
Probably either going back to the college and working for a college or probably trying to do how you said, like an agency.
What do you like to do when you have some time off? I like to ask guys like this, show a personal side. When you don't have anything to do football wise, working out, anything, what does Daryl Simpson enjoy doing with his free time?
It's either hanging out with friends, playing games, or probably with the family, or just to myself.
Your favorite games? What do you like to play?
I'm not that good, but I'll play a little bit of Madden or 2K.
So you saying you just so-so? You're not one of those guys that's going to dominate and kind of embarrass guys, huh?
Well, on 2K, I'll embarrass somebody, but I don't think I'll matter.
I understand. You know, hey, man, I'm not good at either one, so I've tried to dibble and dabble a little bit, and obviously I'm not very skilled in those. But when you think about the University of Arkansas, what do you think about?
I feel like it's a great school, and, like, I see how they're a running team, and they have good O-line there, and potential to make me a better player.
Cool. We got about a minute left, Daryl. Would you like to give a few shout outs to some friends?
Probably shout out to my family and probably shout out to Northwest High School. And you got to give a shout out to God for all this stuff that's happened in my life.
That'll work. Yeah. Lance, the producer, was giving me a note, and I got a little distracted there. Well, Daryl, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. You're an impressive young man. I know the Arkansas coaches are going to enjoy seeing you walk through that front door because you're probably going to block the sun if it. Because you're definitely one of the bigger offensive linemen that I've seen at one of these camps, and you're definitely one of the better ones in the country. Number 9 offensive tackle in the country, according to ESPN, and a top 300 prospect overall. And I wish you the best, and good luck with the process.
Thank you.
All right. Darryl Simpson, 2018 offensive tackle from Justin Northwest High School, who, like I said, will be visiting Arkansas on Saturday.